Megan, what book have you been reading?
I've been reading Dairy Queen by Catherine Gilbert Murdoch. What about you, Alyssa?
I read The Agency by Y.S. Lee. How about you, Lily?
I've read a fiction romance, Twilight. How about you, Sarah?
I read The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins, and it was a tragic love story.
My book was a love story, too. What about yours, Alyssa?
Mine was mostly a mystery, but it also had a little love.
Oh, actually, mine was, too. Bella and Edward fall in love, but their love isn't a normal love, so they get a problem. James, who is a vampire, wants Bella's blood. Then Bella knew it and escapes from James. However, she gets in James' trap. She almost gonna be a vampire, but Edward saved her from James.
Yeah. Mine was also a love story, but it was really sad. PETA says, I don't think it's going to work out. Winning won't help me in my case, says PETA. Why ever not, says Caesar, mystified. PETA blushes beet red and stammers out, because she came here with me. In my book, they go into the Hunger Games and they have to fight to the death, and Katniss just keeps wishing and wishing that she won't have to kill PETA and that somebody else will first.
In my book, James and Mary are working together to solve a mystery, but they also kind of fall in love. So on page 328, it says, she didn't want James to court her or anything ridiculous like that. They were both far too young and from separate worlds besides. She would never be able to tell him about the agency, let alone her criminal past or family history. They were too different even to be real friends, yet she felt a sharp pang of regret as she thought about the end of their partnership. They'd worked well together despite the squabbling and the mistrust, and she would miss him.
In my book, on page 161, it says, guys like Brian don't go for girls' basketball starters who also know about dairy farming. They go for cute, short girls with lots of hair and lots of makeup and long fingernails, and there's absolutely not one thing on that list that applies to me. So why did it make me so mad now? Because I guess I pretty much liked Brian. I sure didn't want to think about it, if you haven't noticed, but I liked him a lot. I liked being around him.
Oh. Actually, there was a lot of sacrifices in Twilight, especially Edward trying to save her from James.
Yeah, mine had a lot of sacrifice in it also. Katniss kept thinking to herself, but the money ran out and we were slowly starving to death. There's no way to put it. I kept telling myself if I could only hold out until May, just May 8th, I would turn 12 and be able to sign up for the Tesserae and get that precious grain and oil to feed us. Only, there were still several weeks to go. We could well be dead by then.
In my book, when Mary's younger, she sacrifices a lot. She steals for her and her mother and their survival. On page 16, Mary says, it's an old story, I suppose. Mother soon became ill. We didn't have enough money for medicine from the apothecary, and the neighbors kept away. All I know is that even with the bits I'd stolen, we hadn't enough money to live.
In my book, there's also a lot of sacrifices. This girl has to take over a farm because of her dad's hip injury. On page 3, it says, Dad handed me a plate and shuffled back to the stove with his walker. When things got really bad last winter with his hip and Mom working two jobs and me doing all the farm work because you can't milk 32 cows with a walker, Dad decided to chip in by taking over the kitchen.
So what's your book about?
My book's sort of about a girl and how she has to, she's a little out of the ordinary. She wants to do things that other girls wouldn't usually do. For example, she wants to play on the high school football team. On page 129, it says, and that's, if you're wondering, when it happened. That's when I decided I was going to play on the Red Bend, Wisconsin high school football team.
So, Sarah, can I borrow your book sometime? It sounds really good.
Sure, anytime.
So, Lily, I read Twilight before. Did you like it?
Yes, I was. So I read that book until 3 a.m.
there. I also read your book, The Hunger Games. Did you like that?
It was amazing. It was just the best book ever.
It's also really popular. Are you planning on reading the sequels?
Yeah, I already started.
Lily, I read Twilight, too. Did you see the movie?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Cool.
Me, too. It's my favorite.